President Biden addressing inflation and high gas prices. He called the high gas prices that we've seen recently, quote, a problem. But he did stay optimistic, saying that he expects to get through this price jump faster than prior spikes. Let's get to Jessica Smith, our D.C. reporter, standing by with more. Jess?
Yeah, Shauna, you heard President Biden there explaining his decision to release 50 million barrels of oil from the nation's emergency stockpile. He's trying to send a message to Americans who are concerned, especially over the busy holiday travel season, about those rising gas prices. President Biden said this move won't cause a price decrease, a price drop overnight, but he's hoping consumers will eventually see a drop in prices at the pump. He is trying to stress, you heard it throughout that speech there, that it's not just a problem in the U.S., but all around the world. The White House argues the problem is that global supply hasn't caught up with the demand as things have opened up after lockdowns throughout the pandemic. I mean, this is a coordinated move between the U.S. and five other countries. You have China, India, Japan, Korea, and the U.K. The White House said it plans to release most of the oil between January and April. They say that the White House says the reports of this move over the past few weeks have led to a drop in oil prices. They say about 10% over the past few weeks, though that has not translated to a drop in prices at the pump. Again, the White House did not say when consumers can expect to see prices to fall, but said that they expect the industry to pass along savings to consumers as quickly as possible. You heard President Biden saying that was a concern for his administration. It's why he asked the FTC last week to investigate what they've called anti-consumer behavior by oil and gas companies. This is a key political issue for the White House and for Democrats right now. You have Republicans in Congress very focused on inflation, very focused on rising gas prices. The Republican Senate campaign arm actually launched a new ad campaign targeting holiday travelers with inflation ads at the gas pump. So just showing how focused they are on this issue, and why the White House perhaps is focused on this, trying to show what they're doing to address this problem. But Republicans are continuing to use this as a point why they are voting against, why they are trying to block President Biden's Build Back Better plan, which they say will continue to fuel inflation. So that's going to be another challenge for the administration as they try to get that second piece of the economic legislation passed. But President Biden saying that he is ready to do more, but this is one step to try and lower gas prices for consumers. Guys.